I saw hemp being grown for aromatics. I saw it being grown for terpene essential oil extraction because there's no aromas out there like it. Like I said, it brings multiple plants together that you would like never be able to get together.
All right, welcome to today's episode at A Little Higher Podcast. I am excited to have a wonderful mother and wearer of many hats with me, Dani Fontaine. I am going to attempt an introduction here and then hand that torch straight to her because she really has an extensive background in the cannabis industry and as a healer. So Dani's many things, but I think, you know, most pridefully, she would agree, a mom, a business owner, a creator, a manifesting generator, which we'll maybe touch on that a little later. I'm a projector and a passion player, which I would love for you to touch on as well. She was one of the first people in the United States to receive an edible manufacturing license within the cannabis industry. So you can imagine that being some pretty exciting times, and has, you know, since gone on to grow that business and exit it to a company called Chiba Chews, which if you've been around in cannabis, you know what those are, and has continued to evolve her knowledge and the gifts that she shares really with this knowledge in cannabis, and is working on some really cool projects that we'll also touch on later. So tell us a little bit about your journey in cannabis, because it is an impressive one.
So, I mean, first of all, I love this plant. I just can't talk enough about it. I feel like my world has operated and evolved around it for so long. It's in my DNA. And like, it was the acknowledgement of the very present moment being like in my DNA, acknowledging like, yes, this is who I am. And so like at that point, I was like, no, this is like me. This is like what I know. You know what I'm saying? There's triggers throughout life, which we'll get to. I'll get to myself in a second. There's triggers throughout life, which will key us into remembering who we are, like who our soul essence is. And so we have these little key things that pop into our life, and they're often like major things that we are passionate about, or like music that we're passionate about, or animals that we're passionate about, plants that we're passionate about, that are actually part of our own very specific evolution and like our DNA. It may be not a part of everybody's DNA, you know? There are certain people that have evolved more closely with certain plants, animals, or just experiences, I guess you could say. And that's why they that they get these like things that like they these experiences in this life, and they're like, oh, that's my thing. You know what I'm saying? And so like, I just knew. Anyways, I knew it was my thing, and I was like, okay, this is my plant. So I started hustling when I was like about 16 or so. I just got out in the world. I don't know why this has always happened. I've just always had access to this plant. You know what I'm saying? It's always found its way into my life, like easily. Like I always knew where to get it. I always had the best kind to get. Like it was never like a weird situation. It was always just like the plant followed me. I always felt like this plant like has followed me. And it just always made sure I was good. I'm good, and I've always known what good cannabis is, and so that's a different thing too, because I feel like people can not have a good very first experience of cannabis, and they're like, oh, that's not my thing, or maybe they get
to yeah,
and they're like, oh, that's not my thing, and they cancel out the whole plant, and like,
right,
there's so much more to offer than just one makeup of a compound that it's giving you at that moment,
right,
you know? And so, anyways, in 2008. Okay, so let's fast forward to 2008. I had just had my son. Okay, my son today is 15 years old. He's upstairs.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you, Kyle. He's the love of my life. Shout out to Noah. Oh, he wanted me to actually say that. Shout out to Noah. Check him out. He's on Instagram. He loves to work out.
Okay. All right. What's his handle so that we can?
It's at NoahBills8.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's a good mom. Shouting him out.
Okay. So I had my son, and I came into a situation where I got sole custody for no child support. And in that moment, I've come from a very well-established family. I was always taken care of. money wasn't an issue ever for us, you know what I'm saying? Until 2008 hit, which is also the year that there was a big collapse in the housing system. So that affected my family's situation, I guess you could say, which didn't necessarily like heavily impact me, I guess you could say. It was more so like I just knew that I wanted to take care of my son and not have to like depend on my family at that point. You know,
right.
I wanted to get going and get doing. Like there was a fire that got lit under me. So I to myself was like, okay, so what I can do is I'm a genius. I'll start an edible company. I didn't want to do it by myself. So I asked my mom to become a part of the business because she's a great baker. And so I asked her to become a part of the business to do the baking aspect. I was going to do like the sales and like the face of the company style, the educator, I guess you could say. And we started the business. We got the second license out of the whole state. We started going with that. We were in business for 4 years in over 300 dispensaries here in the state of Colorado. And
wow. Was it hard, like it is now, to get a license in 2008 in Colorado?
No. You just get in line and you pay for it. It was
okay.
It was so Wild West. As the years went on, it got harder and harder and harder. And I think it just was so hard because the regulations just kept coming instead of them already being like established in the beginning for us to be like, wow, we know what we're getting ourselves into. It just kept on hitting us. They're like, oh no, you have to pay fucking $7,000 a year for it. Like, they just kept on adding on these things. You're just like, you guys are just ripping us off at this point.
Yeah.
You know,
it's definitely happening.
Everything, you know, everything they were charging for. And then in 2012, a regulation came out where basically you had to like team up with so say you were an edible company or a grow processing or a dispensary, you had to team up with one of the other. So we teamed up with a grow for a very short time. So at the time I was good friends with the owner of Chiba Chews and we talked. He was in a bit of a sticky situation and needed some recipes. And so we sold our recipes to him and that basically diluted our company. The next year, we had a friend, his name is Ryan Laughlin. He was very ballsy and had some hemp seed and basically told the governments of the U.S., come and get me. I'm going to plant this hemp seed. Fuck you guys. And so Ryan did it. And so my dad and I were inspired by that. And I fortunately, again, I'm a hustler. So I just know a lot of people. Okay. And I fortunately had access to get industrial seed. My dad fortunately was in the farming space. So he had land access and we were like, listen, let's go in on a hemp field. And we kind of did it out of nowhere because there really was no end plan, I guess you could say. We just knew that we wanted to get this ignited. So we applied for the license. We got the license. There was a couple other people that got licensed that year, but they didn't have access to seed. So they didn't get planted. We got planted. So we planted 2.5 acres our very first year of industrial hemp seed, not CBD. I did have CBD seeds, which we started that year. And we grew and ended up doing and creating genetics for Cherry Wine. So we're the creators of Cherry Wine.
Very cool.
Yeah, thanks. And the whole Cherry Wine lineage that comes after that, like the Berry Blossom, Matterhorn, like all.
Yeah. Wild Bill gave us some genetics that we grew.
Did he?
Early on.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so for just to give a little bit of context, this is right around like the hemp industry is really starting to take formation in the United States, but genetics were a big issue. They weren't really developed or still aren't, you know, developed to the regional grow zones that we have in the United States. So y'all were some of the first people to bring those genetics to the United States and particularly in Colorado, get them right. You started with 2.5 acres, but I know you went much bigger than that.
Yeah. So like, I mean, the first year after that, we hopped up to almost 200 acres because we had the seed. So what happened was like, they put a halt on importing hemp seeds. This is the craziest thing ever. Okay.
Right.
They have blocked this plant out of all plants more than we could even fathomably imagine.
Right.
It's to a point where it's comical to me because I think like they put their efforts in the wrong fucking basket. Do you know what I'm saying?
And like, the plant just will, like, keep popping up, like, oh, you want to block this cannabinoid or this molecule? Whoop, here's another one.
it literally, this is the thing. It has it's the only plant in the whole planet that has the exact chemical makeup as our body. There's an endocannabinoid system and there's a phytocannabinoid system. They're virtually the same thing, just in plant form versus body form. They have the same compounds that link up. They're like the homies that never see each other, but when they see each other, they get excited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I never seen you in so long, you know, but they see each other like,
I missed you.
Yeah, and they give each other the chemicals that they need, because without those chemicals, we're actually the most efficient beings. Our endocannabinoid system is so directly linked to our nervous system, which bleeds into our whole lifestyle. It's the one thing that can help us balance our nervous system and bring homeostasis to our nervous system and help us snap out of fight or flight or freeze or fawn much quicker. And it's the only system that produces a chemical called anandamide, okay, that this plant also has a matching compound to, that is our happy chemical. Without our happy chemical constantly being hit or affected or triggered, and the only way that we can trigger it is through breath work, yoga, being calm, or cannabis. Because cannabis has the compound that directly links to that receptor zone. And it's like, oh, I'll help you excrete.
You know,
there's not just a plant that has it, you know? Yeah. So it's such a great plant. Anyways, that I don't know where that came from, but it had to be that, okay?
Yes, yes. The endocannabinoid system, it's complex, but not really. And we all have one and we need to be feeding it.
Oh, it's like water. It's as important. I educate people and I tell people it's as important as water is to us. If we don't have it in our system, again, we are deficient beings. And then we're going to be affecting every other system outside of that, because that one system is not being fed. And they intentionally took it out of the medical system. They've intentionally taken it out of the systems because they do not want us to be happy. They do not want us to ever be able to find homeostasis with the system. One of the coolest things that I've read recently in one of my studies is way back in the day, like BC style, okay? They used to take cannabis stalks, okay, say like the witches.
Right.
AKA the healers.
Yeah. The people I want to be friends with.
Me too. They would take the cannabis stalks, weave the fibers together, burn it at different types of ceremonies and different types of death ceremonies. So whether it be a happy ceremony or someone passing, they would burn these cannabis stalks as like a sage, because it was one of the original plants that they were like, you know, that they knew was very highly spiritual, that they knew connected you to the gods, that they knew brought you into the spirit realm. And so they're out there like spraying this, and like what they would do if people had like a demon in them, okay, considered a demon or possessed, is they would take the cannabis stalks, they would strap the person on the bed, take the cannabis stalks and hit the bed, as that would be the purification process.
That's wild.
As that's the detox, so we're going to talk about detox. They've been using this to detox people since BC, since before Christ. You know, this plant is like so sick into our system. People don't even want to know about it. Like, they'll get it.
It's a big conversation that we could probably just host an entire podcast.
So anyways, okay, back to, let me, I'll breeze through the rest. Okay, so I started Colorado Hemp Project. Colorado Hemp Project bled into Nature's Root. Nature's Root was the very first CBD company in the world, actually. We had the very first hemp-based spa in the world. And so we did that, and we boosted, in my opinion, I feel like we helped pioneer the hemp space out here in the United States.
Totally.
At least this time around. You know, I think that we definitely had a major play in bringing the genetics present, the passion present, the direction present, the integrity present. And then people just took it and then did what the fuck they wanted with it, which they just kind of, they brought their ego up. So the way that we deal with this plant is this, we work for the plant. This is what people get and don't understand. in right. the business side of the plant world, is we all work for this plant. This is the one plant that everybody wants to work for, literally. Okay.
Yeah.
Always. Never imagine. It's like, it's the one thing that gets the one people excited at their home, and they're like the one closet grower. They're like, I work here. You know, it turns scientists on, you know, it turns people that are into the earth on, because they're like, oh, you can clean soil. Interesting. You know, and then yeah. all these other things. Oh, you can do fiber. Oh, you can do batteries. Oh, you can literally, it pulls in people from everything. Okay.
Right.
It's not just THC that people want to work with this plant. This plant is can reach every person for everything you could ever imagine. You know what I'm saying?
Clothe you, feed you.
Everything. The whole thing.
Nourish you. Shelter you.
Shelter you.
Power you.
Power you. Power you both.
Yeah.
It does the whole thing. And it's just, you know, it's the best plant ever. So anyways, I feel like creating those companies helped inspire people, and they did what they will with it, and they went on to be what it is, and we saw some great rises over the years, until people that as a collective were able to, like, our brains come collectively together, and we're like, oh no, let's give this plant the respect that she deserves.
Right, right.
It's called energy blockage. It will never thrive mm-hmm. until we collectively come together, because this is the one thing this plant does, is it brings together people. Okay.
Yep.
And the plant knows this consciously. So until everybody is brought together by this plant and is like, okay, we can work with it. We're not going to be greedy with it. We can give it away as medicine, because right. that's what should happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Take profit out of it. Like, yes, you need to profit to, like, continue yeah. doing it, but don't let it lead with what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think every company should have a reserve that it just gives away, because that's what this plant is here to do. It needs to be given away energetically.
Right.
It needs to be free. Like, and that's the energy side of it. Is it like, is a plant of freedom and unity. So until it's free for everybody, it's never gonna be, until everybody that needs it, that like needs
can
it,
have access to
can
it.
Have access yeah. to it, it ain't gonna thrive. And that's just the energy blockage within the plant. And it's been there for hundreds of thousands of years. It's longer than
right.
So we're just here to help balance the process. And so that's yes. what I did with my companies. I've just come with creative outlets to bring this plant to other people so that they can experience it in ways I've experienced it, in ways that I've been able to see people experience it. And I became a caregiver in my very first company, Tasty Yummies, because I saw the plant firsthand heal someone from stage 4 cancer. And
wow.
from that moment, I turned into a caregiver. And that was okay. my main goal from the moment that I saw that, is I was like, oh, there's nothing else that matters outside of me helping people with this plant. Mm-hmm. And then it registered to me. It was like, oh, I've had this contract with this plant for a while, and now this is the lifetime that I'm able to actually bring my collective life's work to the very life, very moment, to this present moment, and be able to give it the way that I need to give it. So I've given genetics away. I've given, I mean, over $1 million worth of oil away.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can't even put numbers to the things, because it's too much for me to calculate.
Right.
I'm doing
right.
it for 15 years. So, I mean, just like add it up, you know, it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot, you know?
Right. And you've helped thousands of people at this point in your care. Yeah.
Yeah, thousands of people. And that's why I know firsthand how this plant works in people's bodies, which I feel I have more knowledge than scientists, because, again, they're looking at data sheets. I'm looking at people and how it's actually responding in their body, which is a totally different game than
yeah.
looking at data sheets. Because everybody's
yeah, you have like hands-on.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's body reacts differently. I mean, just with everything.
Right.
It's really specifically with cannabis. And it really comes down to, the reason why cannabis is so vast and different in everybody's body is due to the terpene profiles. It has nothing to do with the cannabinoids. It has to do
right.
with terpenes. So terpenes are vast out in life, okay? Everything aromatic that we smell and taste. So if you can imagine that, it's pretty vast. It's all over the planet.
However, so just because you keep saying vast, this is my company's name, Can Vast, is
nice.
Because cannabis is vast.
It is.
It has a vast application.
It is. It is a vast.
So yes, vast. It's endless. It has a place everywhere.
Yeah. but specifically the terpene profiles with it, because it's the one plant. Okay, so I consider this plant the mother plant, okay? And I've been telling people this is the mother plant for years, that this is the mother plant because it's the mother plant for the planet. So what it does is it helps clean and balance. Think of those things just across the board. That's what it does collectively, is it cleans and balances, whether it be the planet or the body. It's going to help clean you and it's going to help balance you. It's the homeostasis, I think, of the planet and the people. Anything with the body, anything with the spine, that's what it is. So it's here to help balance and it's here to help clean. The cannabis plant is the mother plant of all terpenes and all cannabinoids because, it's evolved with us and we've been consuming it, like physically eating it from the field, the seeds specifically, and that's how we have this endocannabinoid system. It's not because we've been smoking the plant. We've actually been eating this plant and actually like physically touching it and it leaching into our system for hundreds and thousands of years. Like, again, longer than we can put a tag onto it, okay? And so it over time has moved throughout the planet and has collected data, which is basically the pollen in the air, which is also connected to the profile within the plant, whatever's being pollinated. And it's collecting this type of data because it's here to do work too. This plant does work just as we're here to do work. And it's out here collecting information. She's out here just like, fuck, give me all you have. And so it's out here giving everything that it has, okay?
Right.
And it's collecting everything that it can. And so it's collecting these smells and these profiles and it's collecting us and our DNA. So this is the funny thing. So the plant, the seed, and this is what I think, this is why I think we have evolved so well with it. When we coat the seed with our saliva, it coats the cannabis seed and it goes into there and it kind of like gives it its data and it kind of creates its own like disc basically. And then it goes in and it creates its own production for just you.
Okay. So cool.
So when you're eating this plant and think as we're evolving with this plant, it's taking all of our DNA, storing it in the plant and projecting it back onto us, just like it's doing with the terpenes. Okay. But let's take it back to the terpenes real quick. The reason why it's so different for every single person. It's just like saying someone is allergic to mangoes. People are allergic to mangoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got myrcene in it. It's got other terpenes too, but the main thing is myrcene. Okay. So if someone's allergic to myrcene and they have cannabis that has the strain has myrcene in it, they're not going to have a good reaction to that specific strain because it's got myrcene.
Oh, I didn't know it worked like that.
I got you. A lot of people don't.
Because I've just learned that I'm like really allergic to bananas right now. I'm dealing with like some crazy food allergies, which I think I was mentioning with you. And then I just picked up from a Colorado dispensary, some product. And I'm like, man, this is not driving with me right now.
Yeah.
Huh. So the terpene prominent in the foods that you might be allergic to are a good pre-deposition
to let you know if you're going to be allergic. Wow. And not necessarily allergic because it's not potent enough to give you like an allergy response.
Sure.
Unless it's in an edible form. Okay. So unless it's like a potent resin or rosin, one of those two, then you'll be able to kind of be more, you'll be able to have more of like a physical breakout versus more of just like, oh, this, I don't feel good. Like I'm
right.
Like,
yeah. I'm down. It's not enjoyable.
I have anxiety, you know, like all the things that could go wrong will go wrong because that one chemical you actually are not supposed to be having in your system.
Right.
Same way you're not supposed to eat it.
Okay, so terpenes, y'all. Yeah, this is a major aha moment for me right now. I'm like, what?
It's going to aha everybody because this one fact has not been put out there because it really, the powers that be keep this knowledge suppressed. And again, unless you're out there physically dealing with people, the fucking scientists wouldn't know this. The only reason why I know this fact specifically, if you want to know, is because I had a little girl that I was donating to, and I still donate to her. I still in my life, but she has a very rare disease called Rett syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Rett syndrome basically makes you unable to walk or talk. Okay, it stops your motor skills. You can like start them as a child, but something triggers it, and it like regresses very quickly. Most kids with Rett's are in wheelchairs. You don't see them walking. They're, you know, they can't walk because that's just what's happened. Their motor skills have gone out the window. We've been able to keep this girl alive, low seizures, which she's had some issues with seizures, but also it's the only thing that helps her walk.
Oh, she can walk.
She can walk. She can dance. I'd love to send you the information about her. I just did a podcast with her because we want to get her story out there. We'll also have her story in my book. I'm writing a book so I can put families that I've donated to their stories out there.
Very cool.
Because I feel like they're very rare cases, but like it can reach people on a collective scale because there is a lot of people with those types of rare diseases that don't know what the fuck to do. You know,
right. And big pharma has just like completely failed them and they're just willing to try anything that's not going to have such a harmful impact.
Yeah. And they just want to function normally. That's really right. All it is. They don't want to be, they don't want nothing crazy. They just want to like not have a seizure. They want to not be in the hospital. They want to be able to have their food. They want to not have to be able to be in a wheelchair. There's certain things that are just like we take for granted. That's why I am who I am, you know, and that's why I don't do the extravagant shit that other people are doing, you know, is because it keeps you humble, you know,
right?
Being around people that are constantly ill keep you humble. I mean, it just is what it is. I mean,
you can't
be boastful around sick people. It makes no sense. Like, it does not chime together.
It's the opposite of a healer.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were using plants and you noticed a nuance with the terpenes.
I did, yes. I noticed that working with the flow profile with her, specifically flow, all other terp profiles, the flow was keeping her seizures at bay 100%. All other terpene profiles, all other, you know, strains were throwing it off. Okay. And she would continually have these seizures. That was my aha moment. I was like, oh, fucking shit. And so
at that point of course.
This was in like an end of 2009. I was like, oh, now everyone I work with, now I need to know what their strain is. And so I was very like strain specific. Okay.
Okay.
So I got very into strains and what strains did, which brought me into the world of terpenes and flavonoids and understanding what a strain was.
So do we just debunk this myth right now, right here, and talk about the indica sativa and hybrid? And it's not about that, and it's about the terpenes and the flavonoids.
Period. Yeah, I mean, it just is what it is. I could say, you know, sometimes I guess if you want to, if people want to argue with you, you could say that indicas have more CBN, ripe CBN, but that's just for people that want to fucking argue, okay?
Right.
So if you guys want to argue, I'll fucking argue, okay, fine. It's indica, but it's only because there's CBN in it, and it's more present, and that's going to make you feel more 99, you know? And or there's a lot of linalool in it, okay? So it comes down also. So these terpenes, some of them knock you the fuck out. So that's how you know why it's indica or sativa, is because the ones that make you very sedative are going to be on that indica side. And the ones that kind of hyperactive your mind and are bringing you more present or more awake or more mood boosting is going to be more of the sativa.
So cool.
Yeah. And it's all based on terps. It has nothing to do with the compounds of the THC.
Right? Yeah. I'm so excited. I've been following your new company, Better Aromatherapy.
Better Aromatherapy. It's uniquely blended terpenes to give you a specific experience and very targeted results, I guess you could say. Because I'm targeting specific terpenes for those results in a very high concentration to be able to give people like a uber aromatherapy session.
So cool. Yeah. I need product. I need it to be able to like show and try. And
oh, it's amazing. I'll have to give you some. They're really, really phenomenal.
And you're working with a cool chemist or doctor on it?
Yeah. We have a biochemist as one of our partners in the company. He's based out of Texas A&M. He is the head of the whole cannabis and hemp department down there. And so he's been studying, though, terpenes specifically. That's like his passion project. He's been doing terpenes for like over 20 years. And so we have his scientific knowledge, which that's what I wanted, you know? I wanted someone to do a clinical study with. And so we were able to get him on board, and we're going to be doing clinical studies.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
And so is that going to be the first clinical studies with just terpenes?
We have one already done.
Okay.
And so we're going to keep on rolling them out, but we're releasing them. We're patenting our products. They're in the patent process right now. So we're just doing all our legal things that we have to do because
right.
So many things robbed and ideas stolen from me.
This ain't your first rodeo.
It's alone, and people are just ruthless in this space. But yeah, so we're getting it all legally done, but very excited. And we're doing clinical studies. We're doing it involved with different types of microdosing sessions to see how terpenes affect your microdosing session. Also your journey dosing session. So I'm really wanting to incorporate our products in with the plant medicine journeys to be able to, because aromatherapy is so ancient that they used to do that. This was like back, this was like their method of healing. They didn't have all the other shit back in the day. This is traditional Chinese medicine. This is Ayurvedic healing. This is what we stemmed from. This is African healing. This is all roots. This is like stuff that like we all stemmed from that is in all of our DNA. In my opinion, I feel like aromatherapy has not been able to be properly delivered to where people can consume it. And they're like the terpenes where you're like, holy fuck, that's an aha moment. Like you want people to have these, holy fuck, that's an aha moment.
Right. This isn't just like a candle that smells good. Oh, I just felt like a shift in my body. So can you break down for our listeners aromatherapy, what it's doing when you experience aromatherapy? Is it your nervous system? Is it what system is aromatherapy working with? And what are the potential benefits? We just had a really cool episode on breath work and we learned about the two nervous systems that you can kind of engage with different types of breath work. So speak to that about aromatherapy.
So aromatherapy, when you inhale, you have to think of olfactory system, okay? Because that's the one thing that we smell and taste things through. So that's where really all of these compounds are going and molecules are bleeding through first, okay? So they have to penetrate this layer of olfactory. So our olfactory system is like right here to right here, okay? And it's this whole space. Okay.
Okay.
However, in the back, it roots down like this and it connects to our limbic system, which connects to our central nervous system.
All right.
Okay.
So three systems that
I'm not done.
Oh, you're not done. All right.
And our endocannabinoid system.
All right.
So the one thing that can trigger our endocannabinoid system is phytocannabinoids and terpenes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So that's why sometimes when you are smelling aromatics, you almost go into a state of like an altered state, just whatever the altered state is, whether you,
is this like potentially the contact high?
Yeah. Yeah. You're either contact high or you're calm or you kind of want to go to bed or you feel mood boosted. It's because you're triggering your endocannabinoid system. There are specific receptors that when we breathe in, we're triggering. Those receptors are a part of our endocannabinoid system and our limbic system. When we trigger those two systems, they bleed into the other systems. So whether it's directly connected to the limbic or it's directly connected to the ECS, which is directly connected to the central nervous system, it's all being affected just through smell. Just through smell. And cannabinoids, both. So that's the only other way that our ECS, again, can be triggered is through cannabinoids or through terpenes, but our limbic system is through terpenes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why, like, you know, when you go out and, like, smells are so potent and important to people. When you're driving out in the country and you smell shit has a terpene profile.
But yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's a terpene profile. Okay?
Yeah.
And just like if you smell a plant, some people, when they smell lavender, they actually get a headache from it, okay?
I'm one of those people. I can't stand it.
So you may want to look into all of the things that you smoke that have linalool in it because maybe you're not – it's altering your time and it's like not giving you the best type of experience because you got linalool. Linalool is the potent one and geraniol, okay? So look at those two. If geraniol is in any of the plants that you're smoking or smelling – you know, whether or eating, because linalool is like grapes, it's guava, it's papaya, you know, it's,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
all these fruits too.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And they're just like, you know, like they don't know why they're fruits for them, or why they're having an upset tummy, you know, or why
right,
they're allergic to it, or why it made them, it turned their mood a different way after they smelt it or ate it. It's because these terpenes are affecting you. It's nothing else other than right, those things. The enzymes alter your interior. The terpenes alter your present moment. It's like
okay,
right here, right now, experiencing, boom, right in your fucking face. That's why
aromatherapy
is like effective right there. You're not feeling it 10 hours later. You're feeling it right now.
Yeah, a smell can stop you in your tracks.
Yeah, yeah, enzymes, you're feeling it's in your body system.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're cycling in your system. So you're going to feel that for a minute. Terpenes are impactful. They're in, they're out. They're at most, if you're consuming them, like 6 hours, you know?
And okay,
like a time release going on. But they're really right, like a more so like a present moment, up to 2 hours type of like impact in your body. So that's just what it is. That's like how fast our limbic is operating to our nervous system. That's how fast that data is operating. And that's why
okay,
it doesn't hold on for longer than like 2 hours. It's like, we're an active body. Like, would you expect smelling something at 2 to last 24 hours? No.
Yeah.
Same thing with cannabinoids. Like the terpenes and the cannabinoids, that's why they canceled this plant, because it carries the mother of both.
Right.
They don't want us to be able to experience all of the things that we need to experience as a human. Like, they really don't want us to. Otherwise, this
right,
would be easily accessible and everybody would be happy. We would be back
right,
in homeostasis. Our gut system would be more balanced. Everything would be more balanced, you know? Like, and so, like, they really just fucking got us there. But anyways.
It's just so hard to, like, know that and then be like, all right, but we're here just...
Yeah.
Still fighting for just
this is what
legalization or decriminalization, but
and that's why you have to find other ways to be creative with this plant. That's why I found
right,
and you have to be inspired by the whole plant. You can't be mm-hmm, inspired by just one aspect of the plant, because it's one facet of the plant. The plant is like
right,
a crystal. And if you turn the crystal, it has a little shiny moment in one, boom,
yeah,
it goes across the
another
whole,
one.
And then
yeah,
boom, it's like the facet, and you have all these things that can catch your attention over this one. You're like, shit, THC, yes, let's do it. And then you're like,
yeah,
fuck, wait, you can build with it? Okay, I'm over. Wait,
yeah,
you can make clothes with it? You know, like, it just
yeah,
puts you in all these directions, and you're like, all the time, just like, it's like a facet, it's like a dye, it's a crystal, you know? So you
but can- some of those directions have legal...
One
stretches that you have to do one
thousand.
But I'm so excited to see the work that you're doing as a healer and caregiver with better aromatherapy, because you just completely removed a lot of barriers that a CBD or THC typical company has to face in getting it to the people, which I think is, you know, at the end of the day, like, our work isn't done until everyone can access it. But in terpenes, you're going to be opening the box on a lot more accessibility in the products that you're making.
So when I first started doing our hemp fields, I saw hemp being grown for aromatics. I saw it being grown for terpene essential oil extraction, because there's no aromas out there like it. Like I said, it brings multiple plants together that you would like never be able to get together. You have mango
in the plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mango is freaking awesome. But like, you don't have a collective of hundreds of thousands of plants in mango. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
In cannabis, you have a collection of every aromatic terpene, flavonoid plant in the planet. Like, you just can't.
Because the mother plant's been out there collecting all the pollen and data all across the world.
Thousands of years. It's like,
so cool.
Try stepping on my work. You know, it's, it is the mother.
You can't.
You can't.
You cannot hold this plant back.
Yeah.
So Better Aromatherapy, can people try the products?
We have our products ready to go. We are just right now really getting our affiliate stuff like finalized and set up so people can come on board with us, because that's like with Nature's Root, we were so storefront driven that in the fall of everything that we had to learn to go online, and I don't like online. You know,
it's hard. Yeah.
I'm much more of in person. I mean, I like to speak to people. I like to feel energy. And so we had to learn this online shift. And
yeah.
So we're learning that it is a lot of like this affiliate video based type stuff. And anyways, we're on it. It just is something that had to be like pulled out of me versus it being like, let's go.
You same. Know? We're like right in the process right now. And it's like, I'm having to really stretch out here. This like is an uncomfortable yoga position. Yeah, is it done yet?
Yeah. So I just, we're doing that right now, but I think we'll do good. My whole thing is just wanting to educate and make sure that people know why they're consuming this plant. And all plants at this point too, because again, I'm really focused on the terpene aspect. I know that cannabinoids are good for us and that they're essential for our body. Like, I can only preach that so much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like I can make a much more massive collective impact in the aromatherapy world, because people in aromatherapy don't even know why they smell peppermint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they know it helps their tummy, but why the fuck is it helping your tummy? You know what I'm like, saying?
What are the mechanisms in it?
Like I was telling you, something that doesn't work for you, lavender, linalool, it's relay in other things. So you might as well be mindful of it so you can just
totally
save yourself in the process and be like, oh, that's not going to be anything that's going to be good for me. Like, I just feel like we need to be more mindful as humans and being mindful of what we consume, specifically what's good for us, is so important to me. And I feel like a lot of people are talking about proteins and enzymes and different types of processes, but they're not talking about terpenes and why terpenes are so impactful. I mean, the reason why oregano oil is so good is because it has a terpene called carbachol. Okay. Carbachol is like an antifungal. Okay. It's an antibacterial. It's an antiviral. You know what I'm saying? So that's why oregano oil is so bomb, is because of carbachol. So find other plants, if you're sick, that also have carbachol in it. And go after those plants too if you don't have easy access to oregano oil. Or if you're growing something in your garden that has carbachol already, extract that. You know what I'm saying? So there's all these things like, why don't you use these things that, like let's do more dot connecting as humans so that we can empower ourselves to be able to care for ourselves better. That's why the detox was so important to me too, is because it connected the dots on terpenes also for me with juicing. You know, it helped me understand that terpenes don't ever go away, especially when we're consuming them in fruits and flavors. They just don't go away. That's what we consume. So when we're consuming juicing, the reason why juicing is so good for you is because it's all the terpenes. It's the terpenes, the structured water. Those are the two things that are the best for you and the minerals. But the terpenes are the things that are bringing anti-inflammatory effects over. It's not the protein. Protein, you know, it's not the mineral.
Right.
Minerals aren't giving you that. It's the terpenes, the things in the terpenes that are bringing it over, you know? And that's why juicing is so good for you. That's why detoxing is so good for you, is because you're going on a full terp diet, you know?
Right. let's rebrand juicing to terp diet.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's a full terp diet. All you're doing is consuming terpenes all day long. Structured water form, which is the best thing that you could ever do for your body. You literally can't do anything better for your body than juice. It is literally proven to be the best thing for your body, period. Okay.
It's powerful.
Structured water and terpenes. That's what the fuck it is. It's
yeah.
Not a lot of minerals. You get a lot more minerals from the green aspect than you do but see, there's not a lot of terps in those greens. There's some terps. They're more like, there's levels of terpenes. There's like terpenes that are very aromatic. And then there are terpenes that are just like more like flavonoidy, colorful, more of the color versus the flavor. Okay.
Okay.
And because not all terpenes pack an aromatic scent. Okay.
Yeah.
Like there's these things called diterpenes. Okay, they're down on the list. They're not as aromatic as a monoterpene. Okay.
Okay.
So monoterpenes are bigger molecules, and they give you a robust in front of your face. Versus the dye ones are tiny, and you just don't. They don't carry the aromatic burst. You know.
Huh.
They give you all.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah, they give you other benefits. They give you things that, let's say, a sesquiterpene. It actually brings oxygen to your blood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like barley grass has sesquiterpenes in it. Okay. So, but it's not very aromatic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It has a wheat grass smell. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like boastful like a rose, you know?
But it can still have just as much function. It might not pack the...
But they're very specific. Like each plant has its own very specific. That's why God was so cool in designing cannabis. Is like all of them have their own very specific function. But cannabis is an all function. It's all
right. Function. It has all of it.
Yeah. It's not specific upon the function. It's all functioning. It does everything.
This is cool. The aromatherapy.
I just have to say we would not be at this point had cannabis been stripped away from us.
Right.
It was. They really knew how impactful cannabis was for the planet. That was one of the main reasons, outside of the fact that it's our whole body system.
It can do it all. And I just feel so inspired. Like, I want to go give product away. We could do more of that.
Well, we have to. I mean, that's just part of it. That's part of the process. I really feel like all companies that have access to this plant, it's a privilege, okay? Especially
it is.
Legally, I should say. Is in our responsibility of carrying that legal, I guess you could say, just like gift of them being able to control it the way that they do, but us to be able to still operate in that zone. We need to carry that as like a privilege and not as like a competition. I've always told people, like one of my very first sayings in this industry was it's a mission, not a competition.
And it's so powerful.
It's because so many people, it's all people do is compete in this space.
Sure.
So, but the thing that's being lacked is that it's the mission behind it. And the mission behind it is actually, again, to be the homeostasis of humanity. It's to help bring homeostasis to us, to our collective, and to the planet. And so without everybody being on board with it, it's just going to constantly be held up. So we just all have to be
take the collective clearing.
It's like paying it forward, you know, and the plant, when the plant picks up that energy, like you're giving it out and you're paying it forward, it protects you. That's
right.
I've always been protected and I've always had what I've had and I always have had a blessed life. You know, I may have not had, you know, the number one company or the most famous, well-known company. But I've done everything that Danny needed to do, you know, in order to be able to get that plant to be that space. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to be able to hold the space. Sometimes people need to be space holders and not space holders. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm a
space. You have held a big space in the cannabis industry, I think. Anyone familiar with the work you've done in it, and I know you've shared about it here, but it's you've definitely, you know, my early days of like, okay, I think I want to be more than just a trimmer.
Yeah.
Seeing you doing the work that you were doing was like, no, I think I can do this. Like, I can do it. So thank you for holding that space.
And you did do it.
And I'm doing it. And I love it. And I'm, you know, it is a privilege. Not only to work with the plant, but to get to wake up and help people think, you know, when it gets tough legally, like to try to keep pushing through these barriers. I'm like, oh, but like, I think, you know, our hundreds of Google reviews where people are like, you've saved my life. I'm off of this, this, and this. I'm sleeping for the first time. I'm not in pain for the first time. I've, you know, fixed these ailments. That's what keeps you going, certainly. So for anyone that wants to try aromatherapy as this new modality of experiencing cannabis, they can hit the websites www.betteraromatherapy.com.
Yeah.
Do you want to share a little?
Yeah.
So discount with people?
Yeah, totally. Hop on, get on. I don't have one off the top of my head, but I will get one set up here real soon, and we'll just say cool. that it can be your podcast name, Candle.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So we'll do A Little Higher is the podcast name. So you, Danny's going to make us a code tonight. Yeah. And by the time you hear this episode and get to the end
off.
Of it,
20%
there will
off.
Be, there you go, 20% off for any A Little Higher listeners at Better Aromatherapy. I know I'm going to go get some. Yeah. Just can't wait.
And so one more thing just about our blends compared to other blends out there.
Okay.
And the reason why ours is so new, so unique, okay? Just real quick,
yes.
And I'll make it quick. So I can drag on. So the uniqueness of ours, again, it's terpene focused. So I didn't go and put plants together and blend plant profiles together. I took terpenes and focused the impact of what the terpene is doing. So say it's an anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. I put all the best anti-inflammatories together.
Right. Okay. Got it. Yeah. And so you didn't take anti-inflammatory plants. You took the terpenes.
And then it gives you this unique aroma. So it's not like you'll ever get this aroma anywhere in the world. It's not like you're smelling a lavender plant times a frankincense plant times a fucking peppermint plant. You know,
right.
You're not getting the plants, the profiles that are out there commonly right now. You
okay.
don't get that aromatic scent. So these are mm-hmm. brand new aromas. Like we literally created our own plant aroma is what I did.
So cool.
Yeah. So it's
– I mean, if that doesn't make you excited to go experience it, I don't know what will.
Oh, and they smell phenomenal. Like, so the chill one really makes you relaxed and want to go to sleep and just kind of calm down and be present and just, like, be there and calm. It's very amazing. It helps me with my anxiety because I have huge anxiety attacks. It'll take me from, like, a 10 to a 1. In like four minutes. That's the cool thing about, again, aromatherapy is it's like, boom, right there in the moment. You don't got to wait. You know, so that's why it's so great. And then we have one that's called Think. The chill one smells very floral, I guess you could say. Earthy, some people think. And then, you know, our Think one, in my opinion, is the most earthy. Some of the terpenes that I put together do kind of smell cushy. So if you're looking for something that does smell like cannabis, like from the cannabis plant, that one would smell more similar to a cannabis profile because it does have kush notes in it. And so
awesome.
It will smell more kush-like or more cannabis-like. And mm-hmm. then our Defend blend is going to actually, oddly enough, it smells like bubblegum. So
love that.
It's very poppy. It's very happy. It's very like sweet, and it's beautiful. It's not too strong. It's not too sweet. It's just like it's like a whiff of fucking fresh air. It's so good. It's
cool.
So good.
Yay! Okay, so we got Calm, Think,
and Defend. Yes.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm going to pay for overnight shipping.
Oh, I'm excited. I want to know what you think because they're really – I love hearing people – that's another reason why I like making products. I love to hear people's reactions. It's just like you couldn't do anything better in life besides help people and then hear their reactions from it. You know what I'm saying?
So true.
Ah!
So true. Yay!
Yeah.
Okay, Danny, thank you so much for joining us
Thanks.
On this episode of A Little Higher,
thank you.
Where we talked about all things cannabis, endocannabinoid system, and aromatherapy. We'll make sure to link all these resources and your Better Aromatherapy discount code in the show notes.
Yes.